We're learning Masechtas Vachem. We are in the 13th parak. We're up to the last mission in this parak, Mishnah Ches. Achatas Shekibel Dama Bekois Echad. A person who has a Chatas offering in which the blood was received properly in a kos, in a kli shares, in this vessel, one kos. Nasan Bechutz Vachazav Nasan Mifnim. He takes this cup, which has this dam, which was supposed to be applied onto the inner areas of the Beis HaMikdash, and instead he brings it outside of the Beis HaMikdash and sprinkles it outside, and then he brings the remainder inside, or for that matter, b'fnim b'chosav v'nosim b'chutz. He did it properly, he began sprinkling the blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, and then he brought the remainder outside. In both situations, chayev. The fact that he did an avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he is held accountable. Shekulo roi lovo b'fnim. Because the reality is that the entire amount of dam which was found in this vessel, in this cup, was all fit to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and therefore the fact that he took some of it, at either before the first or second, outside, and sprinkled it there, so he's held liable for that. Now, Kibul Dama Mishnekosos, in the event that a person would catch the dam into two cups, which is also acceptable, could be done that way. Nasan shnehem bifnim pater. If you would apply the blood which is found in both of these cups within, inside the Beis HaMikdash, then you're pater, which is just basically saying that you are allowed to catch the dam in two cups. One is not required. However, they both, of course, have to be applied in the Beis HaMikdash, inside. However, let's say shneim b'chutz chayim. If you would apply both of them outside, then you're chayim, which means that, let's say you'd done this b'shogeg, not on purpose, and it would have been done separate times, the different thoughts, therefore you would be chayim two chatas offerings, two sin offerings. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz pater. If you would have brought one of those cups, which had the dam in it, this blood in it, inside properly, one outside, in this situation, you're putter. The reason why you're putter is because you began doing it properly. The first one was done properly. And now, since it's a second one, which was in a second cup altogether, it's as though it's disconnected to the avoda, and therefore, now that you sprinkle that blood afterwards, you're putter. Echad b'chutz, echad b'fnim chayev, al-chitzon b'fnim imachaper. However, if you did it the other way around, that you begin sprinkling improperly outside, then the second cup you did inside, then you're obligated because you did the avoda outside, which is improper. The panimi, but the inside one, which still, there was no proper blood which was sprinkled, so now that it was done, you receive a kapara. And concludes this part of the Mishnah, Lamaha Davidoma. What is this comparable to? Lamafish Chatosav Avda. A person had an animal which he wished to be a sin offering, and it got lost. So the Hifrish Acheres Tachteha. In its stead, you need to bring another offering, so you take another animal. V'Yachakach Nimses Harishoni. Found the first one. V'Harishdeim Omdos. And both of them are standing before you. So it's comparable to the situation that in the event that a person would have these two cups, and the first one you did improperly, and the second one still is there, so the second one also has to be taken care of in order to be able to receive the kapara, even though the very first one you also will be chayav.